Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, June 30th. The grains closed sharply higher, with December corn up 12 cents, closing at 392. November beans up 30 cents, closing at 954 and three quarters. And December wheat up 29 and a half cents, closing at 545. Kansas City wheat was limit up in September, up 29 and a half in December. So July, Minneapolis was up 26. September was up 32 and change. But that was, July was 13 off its highs. September was 21 off its highs, roughly. Corn closed right on its highs. Wheat pretty much on its highs. The beans broke just a little bit. They were, 5, 6, 7 cents off their highs by the close. We still had a pretty good day here. Meal was up over $11. Oil up 48 ticks. So all very positive. This was a new contract high close in in Minneapolis wheat. New contract highs in the hogs on the last Friday of the month. So, powerful action. If we come in Sunday night, the weather's hot and dry, we're going to probably scream higher here for, the next several weeks possibly. The reports, I thought, were bearish on corn. We immediately broke 7-8 cents. The stocks were 65 million above what they were looking for. Bean stocks were down 18. Wheat stocks were up 29. The corn acres were a million over the average guess. Beans were about 300,000-400,000 under the average guess. So it was bearish the corn, bullish the beans. The corn broke 8 cents. The beans rallied an immediate 15 cents. But then the corn came back. It rallied from 81 and a quarter, I think, up to 93 and three quarters. So basically a 12-cent rally, most of it late in the session. So very impressive considering it was a bearish report and we closed as strong as we did, as late as we did. So we'll see where the funds want to take this thing. But if we close higher on Monday, I think we're going to move higher. If it's a lower close on Monday, this may be it for a while. So interesting day. The wheat numbers, wheat acres were under the average guess by about 350,000. Spring wheat was about 300,000 under the average guess. So all that supported the wheat. The hot dry forecasts supported the wheat. And now we've got all this stuff out of the way. Now we're going to just focus on weather for the next 60 days. That's really the bottom line out here. So if we do get hotter and drier, we'll see things move higher. If we get some rains and cool off and the plains get rains, then we're going right back down. And I think we'll have an indication of that on Monday's close. So it's going to be an interesting couple of days here between the weekend, coming back on Monday for a short day, Tuesday off, Wednesday back. It's going to be pretty interesting out here. If you have any questions, give us a call. Have a great, safe 4th of July holiday weekend. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.